This is WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. The airline industry is taking a lot of heat following the viral video of a man being dragged off an overbooked United Airlines flight this week. That video has sparked lots of conversation about airline culture, and local travel technology companies are taking notice. As part of our Bostonomics coverage of innovation in the local economy, WBUR's Asma Khalid has this report.
This week, the travel site TripAdvisor, known for hotel and restaurant reviews, released a list of airline rankings. It was previously planned and had nothing to do with the United bungle. But the company's chief marketing officer, Barbara Messing, says it speaks to a service customers want.
Last year, we started collecting real reviews from travelers about their flight experiences. You know, we have an enormous traveler community, and they love to give feedback, the good, the bad, everything in between.
The rankings released this week are based on hundreds of thousands of customer reviews. Messing says they rely on the wisdom of crowds to help travelers make decisions. And so these reviews are important.
Oftentimes, prices are the same for the same flight. And so making the right choice on which airline to fly can come down to those qualitative things about, where you can have a better experience, better in-flight entertainment, free snacks, those types of things.
Only two American companies made TripAdvisor's top 10, JetBlue and Alaska. When it comes to United, some recent TripAdvisor reviews are scathing.
United's slow descent to mediocrity.
Cattle herd.
Sauna-like.
Unfriendly skies of United.
Cramped.
Messing says this kind of customer feedback has been helpful to hotels, and she thinks it could be just as useful for airlines, especially in this moment of national crisis.
The good thing is I think that the conversation around what makes a good experience is more important than ever.
But for many travelers, price has historically driven airline decisions. Paul English co-founded Kayak in 2004.
Most passengers are not brand loyal, and they will switch from United to American to save like a dollar. It's kind of crazy.
English no longer works at Kayak, but he says years ago he tried to experiment with using different algorithms, giving people info about the age of an aircraft or the length of a layover, but people didn't bite.
If we literally just sorted by price, that's really what people ultimately wanted.
Of course, English points out social media wasn't as popular back then. Now bad customer service can be documented and go viral. And so he says if he still worked at Kayak, he would run that experiment all over again. English says the climate around airline customer service is changing, and so he thinks our behavior as customers might be changing too. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Asma Khalid.